attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It should be clear now that teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steenbach is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Closing out the week on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. Civil Dispatch is a protocol. You're going to set it up at home on your computer, but it's going to come to your mobile phone via text. It doesn't have to be a smartphone. Everything you got going on during the day, you can program into that, and it's going to let you know in a timely manner. But what Civil Dispatch does, it sets them apart from the rest of the herd. And it's all based on your locale, and it's completely unbidden. They're going to let you know about the things you can't possibly imagine, the things that there's no way to plan for. Terrorist attack, flash flood, tornado, earthquake. You're going to find out about it. In fact, you're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. You can check them out at civildispatch.com. Coming out of New Jersey, the U.S. Supreme Court right now is in deliberations as to whether or not they're going to take up something called the Drake case, which is this is about the right to carry a firearm in public without proving justifiable need. On the other side, New Jersey justifies justifiable need as a long-standing precedent, as sort of as if constitutional rights have a sell-by date. Now, let's not forget that slavery was a long-standing precedent. So was not allowing women or black Americans to vote. Then when they got the vote, they had to pass a literacy test. Then the Supreme Court ruled that all these laws supporting these ideas were unconstitutional and the states had to abandon the practice. So the long-standing precedent this was recently used in my state when a senator said, well, this hasn't been enforced for the last 140 years. Like, okay, since the Reconstruction period, this has been the way it is, and why should we change it? Long-standing precedent is almost offensive. Lower court decisions have upheld New Jersey's May issue as opposed to shall issue permitting system that brought the case to the Supreme Court's consideration. Once again, reveal the court system's fundamental prejudice against the supremacy of individual right over elitism or prejudice. The court's rulings rest on the deeply offensive and wrong-minded principle that a constitutional right can be set aside for the public good. They can't give up on gun control law that have done nothing to stop violent crime, because violent crime is not the point. That's not why they have it. If that were the point, then they would have to change it. The laws are designed to protect a class system that puts them at the top of the pile, a system where firearms are a privilege enjoyed by the privileged few, the police, who ultimately answer to the privileged few, and to the guardians of the court system. Now, coming from a law enforcement perspective, and I have to go third person for that because I've never worked in law enforcement, you get different takes on the issue of may versus shall issue. Most law enforcement officers in the South and the West see may issue laws for what they are. Useless gun control trash. Laws that do nothing to stop violent criminals and everything that makes civilians defenseless and dependent on Big Brother for their protection. So that means when they arrive, when Big Brother arrives, because they will come eventually, the chalk is for you. The outline chalk will be for you. Some police officers in the largest cities in the East, but not all, of course, say these laws keep guns off the streets. When you point out there's plenty of guns and plenty of homicides in their gun-controlled cities, then in almost every case the criminal had no right to possess a firearm. When the law prevented them from obtaining a gun, they always use the same excuse. It would be worse without the laws. Because you, the law-abiding citizen in the Northeast, you just can't be trusted, guys. I'm sorry. These officers in these areas that feel this way have been brainwashed. They disregard their common sense and refuse to acknowledge what they see every day on the street where they've got to keep the guns off of, you know. And yet the concept of is fairly simple for them. If you have to prove a justifiable need before the state lets, as in allows, you have a gun, you'll probably be dead or injured before that day arrives. And that doesn't make any sense on any level, unless civilian disarmament is the goal, whether you know it or not. We're going to wait to see what occurs out of this. The Supreme Court is reluctant to take up Second Amendment issues. And then when they take them up, they get a little mealy-mouthed about it. The fact that everybody sits back and is willing to sit on their hands and wait for the all-knowing, almighty Supreme Court to make a decision based upon what is and isn't. You know, does the United States, do the people of the United States think that they can't suss this out for themselves? Do we believe that we can't figure out what is and is not a constitutional right? Do we need some absolute, you know, nine people? Maybe slightly more educated than me? But I mean, whatever, my sense of right and wrong was not taught to me in school. It wasn't taught to me in the Army or anything else. I've had it. I've always had it. So do we need, why do we need it? Happy birthday, Hero Hog, turning 57 tomorrow. Straight out of Louisiana. We don't, the short answer to that is no, we don't need the Supreme Court to tell us what is and is not constitutional. What we need are lawmakers that don't put a law forward until they run it up a constitutional litmus test. Yes, Recon. We're coming up on the break. Get him to hold through the break, if you would, please, sir. But we don't need the Supreme Court to decide something like this. That was already spelled out for us by the framers. We don't need to go back and talk to, Robert Scalia, Alito, Kagan, Sotomayor, Ginsburg. We don't need them to decide this for us. Stevens is retired. Who am I? Kennedy. Is that right? Yeah. I don't know them all by name. But I know we don't need them to figure this out for ourselves. And the fact that we have to take this up and try to bounce it off of them to get a decision to make New Jersey toe the line when you've got a Republican governor, it nauseates me to a degree that bothers me. But nonetheless, we will wait and see what happens with that. Coming up on the first break, 14 left to go with the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo. We'll talk about that later. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
Welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 1-800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Kentucky. Yes, sir.
Hoo-ha-ha. What's up, Bill?
Not much. Just slamming and bamming, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you, baby. You're doing a great job. I'm about to take your business, your company's business cards.
Say what?
I'm about to take your, I got some RBN business cards.
Okay.
I'm going to take them across the river to Sister Nasty and pass them out.
We'll do that.
Well, see, here's the thing. You know how I'm going to do it, though? And this is no disrespect. I love everybody in RBN. I really do. Now, you guys just got Ben Swan.
Yeah.
Okay? And he just happens to be in the tri-state area where I live.
That's right. He made it big in Cincinnati on TV, didn't he?
Uh-huh. He took a zero station to number one.
That's right.
And he wouldn't sell out, so he came to you. I'm gonna use him with these cards to have people get on RBN.
That'll be a good point of reference. If I were in that area, I'd probably do the same thing.
I mean, it's like having $1 million. You got the money to buy a fur coat, and it's everything else. And your friend says, "Well, I'll give you a deal, half price." Why not take the half price?
Why not?
So why not use Ben Swan just to get people to listen to RBN?
Not a bad move.
Okay. I mean, I got to do what I got to do to help the station.
And we appreciate that. I do. I just used a plurality and a singularity in the same sentence. I don't even know if that's grammatically allowed. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, hey, Bill, it's like this. We're brothers.
In arms.
That's right. And you know that, you know, if you was to call me tomorrow and say, "Hey, I need you," I'd do my damnedest be in South Carolina as quick as I could. You know, but that's what brothers do. Anyway, I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
We got all these gun-hating idiots that never carry most of them have never carried a gun in their life. Probably the only time they've ever seen one was when their security force opens his coat. How many? I know we have one disabled officer that's a senator. Okay? She was that chopper pilot, lost both her legs.
Okay, yeah.
Why is it, I mean, she carried a firearm 24 hours a day. Now, why isn't she, I mean, we're not hearing nothing about her. Or about any other, I mean, I don't know if she's the only, I think, she's the only one I know of. I think we might have a couple more in there. But what is it, you get out of the military, become a senator, and forget what happened? Come on, look at your legs. I mean, that should be big enough to turn around and want to fight for any citizen. You fought a war for your country, and now you want to get in the Senate and say, screw you?
Well, it's not so much that she does that. Now, I don't even remember this lady's name, but I have seen her grilling some people in committee hearings. She's pretty good at that. But
she was the one I told about that general.
Yes, yes. And she, you know, in the Senate, you know, if you get out there and ask some people to name some senators, in a lot of cases, they don't even know who their senator is.
Honestly, nowadays, it's hard to keep up.
Yes, so...
But you don't have the Metsu bombs anymore. You don't have the... Well, you got a redhead Kennedy, but he's a sellout. You don't have the Glens. You don't have the Lucans. You don't have... you know, come on. I mean, you know, these are senators that we grew up with as kids.
Sure, but the problem here with this particular individual as far as where her head's at, which I think is your question, is that when you get into, and I know a couple of U.S. representatives personally coming out of South Carolina, and you become very staff dependent because there's such a plate of issues that you have to address on any given day. Like Trey Gowdy, okay,
yeah.
He's one of the guys that's rising to the top. And Ted Cruz in the Senate, he's rising to the top. Steve Stockman in the House, he's rising to the top. And with the exception of these guys that get out there and they're just such Sam Razors when they're on the floor, when they're going for the neck of liberals, a lot of things, you know, most people don't watch C-SPAN because C-SPAN is like, it's more boring than watching.
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's like...
Yeah, I've watched C-SPAN.
It's watching C-SPAN is like having a gallery position where you get to watch the part of the fairway that's 15 yards in front of the tee that there's never a ball that lands there at a golf tournament. So, I mean, right, it's like right. You watch it go over and you're never looking at the ground. So right. Most people don't pay attention to that.
Well, see, you know, the thing is, you got all these gun grabbers.
Yes, right? Yes, you do. Well, you don't have that many. That's the thing about it, Ed. You don't have that many. They're loud.
Yeah, but you got people like, what's that knucklehead in Nevada? Him?
Reed?
Yeah. Since this is a family show, and my grandmother told me, you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
I appreciate that.
honestly, that situation in Nevada has got him rattled.
Well, it's got him. Harry Reid, when you look at Harry Reid, what you're looking at is a caged animal with a bunch of bladed instruments coming his way, because he's going to lose the Senate Majority Leadership.
Well, see, you
in
know what
months.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is, you know what? He may also lose his butt behind this because he broke the law.
He may. He may. We'll see. But, I mean, right now, you know, the chances of Harry Reid getting called out on breaking a law. Eric Holder right now should be putting, right now, this time in the morning, if he's on the East Coast, he should be resting his hands on his bars, looking out, saying, do you know who I used to be? But he's not doing that.
As his husband gently kisses him, yeah.
Yes.
But
his roommate.
Harry Reid, Mr. Reid, the other day, turned around and openly admitted, he goes, if this is patriotism, we're in trouble.
Well, then he's
in
trouble,
is,
I guess.
Reed.
I guess
yes,
he is. He's a one-trick pony. Don't concern yourself with him. If he gets on you hard enough, his go-to line is you haven't paid taxes. That's his go-to line. He's accused Romney of that, the Koch brothers, this Bundy cat. He accuses everybody of not paying their taxes. And most of the time when liberals are making those kind of accusations, what they're doing is projecting.
Yeah, but is he paying his taxes?
That's exactly what I'm asking. So,
I was always taught before you point a finger at somebody, look how many fingers point back at you before you ask a question.
Correct.
Or make a statement. You know, and it's just, it's true. But the thing is, I got some good news to tell you.
Well, you're going to have to hang on through the break, I'm afraid to tell
you.
Go
ahead. Break it. I'll wait.
Harry Reid, I don't sweat him. Harry Reid is on life support right now. His position is on life support. And very shortly, his power and everything else
out.
Is going to go the way of...
He's going to get a solar EMP.
Yeah, something like that. We'll see where he's going. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
coming from Blue Force Gear. The same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to Ed in Kentucky about, we were talking about Harry Reid, but let's spend our time with something more valuable, shall we? He's not worth our time.
Nah. I just heard the fire department leave. I think Harry Reid's time's up.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got some good news to share with you.
Sure.
I was listening to another program called Wake Up the Masses, Waking Up the Masses on iTunes, on TuneIn Radio. And it's an alternative radio station like this. And the guy's got a named Brian Lang, who's got a show called, let's see what it is. Live Truth Radio, and he was talking to a lady called named Mickey Booth, and she was working with the sheriff in Phoenix, and he originally was the sheriff that actually investigated Obama's birth certificate to try to help him.
Arpaio.
Yeah.
Joe Arpaio.
Uh huh. Well. He was the one that investigated and found all this evidence. Well, you people that's listening and RBN, be listening, because I will break this to you as soon as I hear it. There is going to be some arrests.
That's cool.
with in the administration. the sheriff says, we can't get him on a federal level. He says, how in the hell do you arrest the president? And I'm like, come on. Simple. Stop this car, draw down on the Secret Service, drag his ass out of the car, and say, you're under arrest for treason. Simple. I mean, it is for me. I mean, you know. But they're going to be, since they, I mean, he investigated this, and he talked to the other local sheriffs involved in other areas, and how they're going to do it is since they committed crimes in the sheriff's jurisdictions, they are going to be charged.
Not a bad idea.
And I just thought I'd make your weekend a little bit sweeter.
That's nice. That's nice.
And it came from me.
Cool. Well, you'll like this coming up then, so let me shove off and get on that so I can reciprocate
you.
You
have a blessed weekend, Bill, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. You know, the next time you have a gun grabber come up to you and say something has to be done to stop all the gun violence, I have an idea. Now, you probably know other gun owners, other concealed carriers, and such. And you need to look at this person and pull out your gun and do a brass check and say, I agree with you. Reholster your weapon and say, listen, I'm going to get some of my friends here, some of my people, and we're going to go where the gun violence is happening, okay? And we'll give you the security you need so you can preach the gospel of anti-violence, and we'll keep all the violent people off of you. And that's going to confuse them, you see. And this is the approach we need to take with them, I think. If they want to fight gun violence, me and you and everybody else that carries guns on a daily basis, we're not the violent ones that you need to be concerned with. But I'll tell you what we'll do. In order to help you out with your goal, we will take you and we will follow you, and then we'll go to where the violence is happening and you can preach your gospel. I'll carry your soapbox. I'll carry your soapbox. Isn't it interesting that you never see Bloomberg or Watts or Horowitz or I can't remember the other Josh's name. You never see any of the Bradys. You never see them going. Giffords and Kelly. You never see them going to the inner city to preach nonviolence. There's a couple of reasons for that. One, that kind of violence is what drives their industry. Death is their opportunity. They're not anti-death. They're not even really anti-violence. They're anti-gun. When they're anti-gun, they're anti-freedom. It's a very simple math equation if you do it. You don't have to use Common Core technique. It's anti-gun is anti-freedom. Equals in between the two of them, if you want to go with that. Now, for some reason, and I've talked a little bit about it, but for some reason, Gary McCarthy, the police superintendent in Chicago, he had a bloody Easter weekend, and he says that the problem here is not enough gun law in Chicago, not enough anti-gun law in Chicago. Now, the only way they could make it more anti-gun in Chicago would be to mandate that every citizen in Chicago shows up and have all four fingers and all their thumbs chopped off. Now, of course, the criminals aren't going to do that because you can't grasp anything when you're running. The criminal element in Chicago is their fault. It's the fault of liberal policy. It's the fault of disaffected youth who have been heavily influenced by liberal policy. They're disaffected because of liberal policy. But why, if you're going to preach against quote-unquote gun violence, why don't you go where that's happening? Take the fight to where the fight needs to be fought. Now, there's a couple of things that get in the way of that, isn't there? Very likely, first of all, at the very best outcome you could hope from that is to be ignored. Not to feel, you know, not to be the people out there. That, you know, if they just ignore you, that's the best result you can get. Because if they take offense at what you're saying, it could get pretty ugly. Pretty ugly for you gun grabbers out there. So you come after me and people like me. You come after people that advocate for what we advocate for. You say that we're the cause of the violence. No, we're the cure. That's the difference. We understand that. We're the cure for the violence. Not with our policy, just with our capability. But why aren't you getting out there and going where the problem is? Now, I'm sure this has been asked on other occasions, in different ways, of different people. But we need to challenge them with that. When the Moms Demand Action come rolling up with their strollers that don't have babies in them, but they have signs in them, when they come rolling up with their little their little signs and everything coming up, why are they trying to fight gun violence at Staples? Is Staples some gun? I mean, is there a lot of gunfights going on at Staples I don't know about? Why are they wanting to fight gun violence at Starbucks? Why do they want to fight gun violence at shopping malls? Why won't they acknowledge that everywhere that they get guns restricted from, that becomes that's the low-hanging fruit for the rampage shooter, the one that wants to make a big name for himself? Everybody's going to go to my Facebook page after today. Everybody's going to wonder about me. But if you want to fight gun violence, you know how I fight gun violence? With a gun. My gun is not violent. My gun has no moral compass. I am the emotion behind the gun if it's brought to bear. If you want to fight gun violence in a different way, then you need to go where the gun violence is. Because it's not happening with me. It's not happening with me. Take a deep breath and enjoy the reality. Because no matter how much money Bloomberg puts into it, that's going to be money badly spent. And you're going to lose. Freedom will win. You're going to lose. Enjoy being a fool. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
WarSport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. WarSport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, Bald and Dangerous.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Back to Superintendent McCarthy, because he is just the gift that keeps on giving. Look, if you're the police superintendent of Mogadishu on the Michigan, you do have a tall glass of water to follow through. However, when you got 99% of your citizens that are not the criminal element and all you want to do is disarm them, you're not paying attention to what's going on around you, idiot. Sorry. I had to let that go. He states he was on WMAQ, an NBC affiliate. We need help with the gun laws because, you know, the national average for gun violence, we're way above it as far as murder by gunshot goes. And yet you have the most oppressive gun control regime in place, Gare. So until such time as we stem the flow of those guns coming into the city and people start going to jail for it, we can make progress, which we've made, but we're not going to fix this problem without some help from Springfield. Let's go to the phones. Troy in Virginia. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Bill. I just wanted to tag on to what you were saying. We all of us know that those of us who carry guns legally and go through the training and all that, the argument that the gun grabbers is ludicrous to begin with. Another tactic that I use with these guys is when I use the same thing you were talking about, you know, with the violence, I go one step further and say, okay, so you're not you're only against gun violence, right? You're not against violence in particular. And if you are, and we need to get rid of violence, not just gun violence, we need to ban pools, because you know how many kids die in pools. And we need to stop having kids on buses, because kids die in buses, and it's the buses' fault. The pool is what killed the kids, not the people who built the pool. And it shows them how ludicrous their statement is. Of course, it always ends up with them responding, "Don't confuse me with the facts."
Well, they'll tell you that the gun doesn't have any utility. Buses have utility. Pools, I don't know if they would say pools have utility or not. You know, children get killed more by doctors and medical misadventure than they... Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at the long list of things where people die unnaturally in the United States, coming in last is guns.
I know. I just think it's amazing how twisted, you know, forget about the stats, forget about the truth, let's just... Because, obviously, we know it's not about, you always end the show with, it's always about total control.
Yes. I was very elated when I saw, I guess it happened yesterday, your new parachuting into Virginia Governor McAuliffe tried to go a little gun control on something, and your legislature sort of slapped him around, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Hey, one other thing, I know I crossed that state, it was about 2 months ago, you were talking about the idiocy of people... In Virginia back in 2007, our beautiful state, sometimes they just get really weird. On our license plate, it says 1607, America's 400th birthday, Jamestown.
Mm.
We were still a colony back then.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw that out there. For other people to have this ludicrous argument with gun grabbers that, you know, we need to get rid of pools and all the things, you know, like drunk drivers. It's not the drunk driver, it's the car that kills the people.
Yeah, I know. I know. But we don't ban whole classes of cars. We, you know, and you know, it's a very, I mean, everything you're saying is 100% correct. I just am, I see these guys get on TV all the time, and I don't get on TV because I'm a radio guy. But my boss gets on TV from time to time, and I think I'm going to start pointing him in the direction of saying, well, I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll get some of my members. My members will protect you. And let's go to the inner city of Chicago. Let's go to the inner city of New York City. Let's go to St. Louis. Let's go to Newark. Let's go to Baltimore. And we'll bring the soapbox for you. You can get up and preach. We also are anti-violence, gun grabber. We're with ya.
Mm-hmm. And if they want, since they are so anti-gun, have their Secret Service, and Ms. Feinstein can leave her CHP at the house and then come do that without that, because guns are so bad.
That's so uncouth, isn't it, to carry a gun?
It is the proletariat all over again.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Absolutely. But
all right, that was pretty much it. I just wanted to let other people know, because sometimes they get so flustered with the argument that they get into the rhetoric of the anti-gun grabbers, but we need to stop being defensive, and we need to start being offensive in our dialogue. I'm not looking at the gun. I'm just talking about the argument needs to be, we need to stop reacting and start acting proactively with these people to shut them down from their ludicrousness.
Well, and we can do it with a little, you know, semantic jujitsu. We don't have to get out there and clash with them. We can just say, hey, listen, if there was an old Sam Kinison, all of my favorite comedians, Troy, are dead, which I hate because that means I get no new material. But one time he was talking about people in the desert, how they starve. And his big advocacy was, you know, he would go in there and grab a handful of sand and say, see, this is sand. Yeah, it's sand. You need to go to where the food is. Now, we need to look at the gun grabbers and say, you know, look around at each other when they're saying guns are bad. We need to look at each other and say, why? Well, because of the violence it causes. Violence is bad. Latch onto that and then do a little jujitsu with them and parry their little move that they're making and saying, let's go to where the violence is.
It is a little entertaining for me to watch them dance on the hot plate that they turned on themselves.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yep.
A lot of fast footwork. Thank you, sir.
Hope you have a great, God bless.
Thank you, sir. Stay safe. when McCarthy was speaking, he said he needed a little help from Springfield, which when I heard that, of course, I was thinking of the gun company, but no, he meant the capital of Illinois. And lawmakers, period, may not be so eager to end another gun law fray after they keep losing. They keep losing. They keep getting slapped around by the courts. For McCarthy or any of these gun grabbers to get out there and point, when they're pointing at a gun, folks, they're pointing at you. They're saying that you're the problem. Criminals are the problem. Criminals are the problem. Being beaten to death takes no moral high ground, but it's still violence. Being stabbed to death takes no moral high ground, and it's still violence. Being run over by a car takes no moral high ground, and it's still violence. Being shot falls in gang violence, being shot by criminals, all falls within that one bag of bad stuff. And the fact that they're not concentrating on that bad stuff, on the people doing it, it's the people doing it that are the problem. If somebody beats you to death with a Swiffer handle, does that mean we need to ban all Swiffers? No. No, we don't need to ban all Swiffers. We need to ban people that use Swiffers to beat you to death, but not the Swiffer itself. And if guns didn't have any basic utility, before there were grocery stores, there was hunting. If they have no utility, why did the police carry them? Why do we have them in the military? They do have utility. The utility they have is to fight back, push back against bad people. There's their utility, and they do exactly what they were designed to do. And just like with cars and Swiffer handles and baseball bats and anything else that's brought up to bear against you in the commission of a crime, that's when it is prostituted. But that doesn't mean that they're bad. There are no bad inanimate objects. Because you know why? They don't have a moral compass. They don't have a conscience. They don't have a soul. If you want to look to where evil emanates from, first of all, you have to find something in which there is a soul that is rotting. And unfortunately for them, and I'm going to paint with the broad stroke here, the ones that do the crime, their soul is rotting no more than the ones that will try to disarm you and take away your freedom. The only difference is one has a button-down collar and the other one doesn't. Let's go into the second hour. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.